Pastor Matthew Rattan of Westminster Church in Barrie is a Leafs fan. That he's a man of faith. Believes that before the virus hit, that this was going to be the year. So you know he's a man with great faith, great understanding. And he's also written the Up devotional that you hear here on Life. Plus, he's following it up with a brand new devotional called Turbulence. Good morning, Matthew.
Hey, Todd. Great to talk with you. Thanks for having me on.
Matthew, pastors are busy enough, aren't they? What's the motivation behind writing not one devotional, but two?
In terms of like motivation, I just get excited by daily down-to-earth discipleship. And so I just personally love things that, you know, keep us on a daily basis living out our faith. So I think maybe in my own sort of faith development, I would come across things and would get frustrated when things seem too kind of, you know, head in the clouds and not connected to daily life. And so one of the things that I was doing is reading, you know, various of books, and I would see devotionals out there, and I thought maybe I should write one in my own context for people I know, my church and beyond, to kind of help, you know, root our faith in that daily down to earth, and the implications in a practical way. So hence the Up devotional was born about 5 years ago.
And now coming out is a brand new devotional called Turbulence. Is it along the same lines?
Yeah, so basically the book is 150 devotionals specifically around the theme of hardship and turbulence, right? Dealing with the, quote, storms of life. And, you know, the reason for the, you know, calling the book that really is an experience that I had. So several years ago, I was going to a conference, and, you know, you're on a plane, and you're getting ready, and the pilot comes on and starts talking, and he goes through the things, and I look around and notice that no one's listening. Like, people are, like, you know, fidgeting around with their earbuds or, you know, trying to get those little pretzels out of the bags or whatever. And no one's really listening. But, of course, you know, on the way back, all of a sudden up in the air, we hit some turbulence, and all of a sudden the pilot's voice comes on, and now all of a sudden everyone is dialed in to hear what the pilot has to say, right? And I just think that's a metaphor for life. Quite often when we run into actual turbulence, storms, challenges, difficulties, you know, we're more open to hearing maybe from God than we otherwise are, you know, dialing into the voice of the capital P pilot. So I wanted to put out this book at this time, and hopefully these devotionals around the idea of storms and hardship would be helpful to people and be that really stabilizing factor in people's lives as they look to God and His Word.
Yeah, it's not too often we run, like, pilots run through these scenarios, worst case scenarios all the time, and it's reflexive. They just react without even thinking of it. In life, we just kind of float down the river without a care.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that there are many kinds of storms, right? And one of the things about storms or difficulties is we will experience them. Like, no one gets a free pass. People just have to live long enough and they'll realize that that's the case. You know, you've either been through a storm or in a storm or are one phone call away from a storm. And there's relational storms, there's family storms, there's illness, there's financial stress, anxiety, things that keep you up at night, and the COVID-19 storm as well. And so I think at those times, particularly, we're snapped to attention a bit more. We start to focus on what our priorities can or should be, and hopefully are more disciplined and sort of seeking God's will and we're kind of reacting in a time when we feel otherwise kind of tossed around a bit.
Okay, off the top of your head, pick one of the days from Turbulence and tell us what you were writing about.
One that stands out to me, I think, is, like, for example, one of them might be prayer. Like, so there's several entries on prayer. And how I think that's so important to be talking to God about the little things. So quite often we'll pray about God about big things, and we should, but also, you know, little things that we might otherwise not talk to God about or want to talk to Him, to talk to those, like, help us process our emotions, Lord, about, you know, the grief we're experiencing at the stuff we're losing. Maybe it's kids' graduations, maybe it's chances to play at the park, maybe it's to hug grandpa or grandma, and those. These are things that we can come to God about. Another example might be daily spiritual practices that keep us rooted, you know, in God and His promises. So, you know, Bible reading, worship, you know, rooting ourselves in those types of things. Another one might be, for example, fear. You know, fighting. How do we fight fear on a daily basis? How do we cultivate God's presence? Because, you know, the powerful presence of God is more significant than the powerful presence of fear. So those might be a few of the examples that come to mind of things that to me were particularly helpful.
The devotional is called Turbulence. Where can we find it, Matthew?
Yeah, the best place is to go to my website, MatthewRattan.com, and then under books, it's a Turbulence. So MatthewRattan.com/turbulencebook, and then it's got all the various selling options, Amazon, Apple Books, Kobo, And similar booksellers will be coming online shortly. And when they do, they'll be up there as well.
Pastor Matthew Rattan of Westminster Church in Barrie, thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thanks so much for having me on, Todd, and for all the good work you do.